Another reading for Palm Sunday is found in the Gospel of John, chapter 12. And I'd like us to try to imagine or think of ourselves, if we can, picture the scene as Jesus enters Jerusalem. The next day, the large crowd that had come to the feast heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. So they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him, crying, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even to the King of Israel." And Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, just as it is written, "Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt." His disciples did not understand these things at first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered these things that had been written about him and had been done to him. The crowd that had been with him when he called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to bear witness. The reason why the crowd went to meet him was that they had heard that he had done this sign. So the Pharisees said to one another, "You see that all that you are," let me start again, I'm sorry. "You see that you are gaining nothing. Look, the world has gone after him." I was thinking of that scene and Psalm 118, as I was preparing the call to worship, really seemed to kind of capture the scene. So I'd like us to read that responsively this morning. And if you could project that. Psalm 118, I picked certain verses, and if we could stand up and read this together. I'll have the light face type, and you'll read the bold face type. Are we ready? Okay, good. "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever."
Let Israel say, "His steadfast love endures forever."
"Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord."
This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it.
"I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation."
The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. And it is marvelous in our eyes.
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Save us, we pray, O Lord. O Lord, we pray, give us success.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord.
The Lord is God, and he has made his light to shine upon us. Bind the festal sacrifice with cords up to the horns of the altar.
You are my God, and I will give thanks to you.
You are my God,
and I will extol you.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Let us pray. Lord, we remember Jesus, and we're thankful for him, for how he came as you promised. When you promised to Eve and Adam that the seed of the woman would crush the serpent's head. Lord, as you promised to Abraham that his seed would be a blessing unto the nations. This is Christ who came and entered as a king into Jerusalem. And we celebrate his lordship. Lord, we pray, we thank you that you've invited us into your presence. What a privilege that is. And we remember that it was Jesus who died on the cross for our sins and rose again for our justification, that he paved the way for us. He made the way for us to come into your presence. And so we're delighted and thankful that you did not spare your own son, but gave him up for us. and we rejoice in your presence. We ask that you would be with us, help us, grant us grace this morning, that we would honor you with our lips, with our thoughts, that we would listen to the word, that we would examine ourselves, that we would come before you, Lord, ready to seek your forgiveness, ready to seek your guidance, and that we would listen, and Lord, that we would worship this morning in spirit and in truth. We pray this in the name of Jesus our Savior. Amen.